Loz, our listeners and our viewers have some terrific ideas and some really good feedback. And I want to get Brad Davidson's thoughts on this too, because we had a listener late yesterday call and think, why don't we have a week before the National Rugby League season, why don't we have at Randwick a field of 16 with each horse and jockey in the National Rugby League colours? And then, of course, you could have, you know, whoever comes last, they could be the wooden spoon, or whoever wins first could be the minor premiers. And then you've got the semi-finalists and all the sort of connotations that could go with that. So we promised that we'd put it to the ATC. We have put it to the ATC. I've also put it to people here at the TAB. Look, first up, the most important thing probably is that Racing New South Wales are behind the concept. Peter Valandis would be a supporter of the concept. The Australian Turf Club, just officially, I definitely think the idea has some merit. There are some logistics around the colours, as well as ensuring a 16-horse race, but maybe we could look at saddle cloths or even jockeys aligned to their favourite teams. It's something we can workshop internally and lead up to the National Rugby League season launch next year. I know that the TAB, Darren Pearce, has indicated that we'd be behind the concept as well. So there's lots of logistics to work out, but it would be a terrific, any reason to get anyone to the racetrack,
yeah.
Any reason for people to be talking about racing. Brad Davidson, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, morning guys. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. And, you know, we know that the ATC are a very progressive club, as is Racing New South Wales, and they're always open to ideas to broaden the racing spectrum to the wider public, and no doubt this is one that will create interest and create a bit of banter, no doubt. I'm sure the colours of a trainer like Les Bridge could be used. He's got the
loves
the
rabbits,
red, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs. He's a massive supporter there. So
I reckon it'd be great. And then
get
to have
Joey Cleary for the Canberra Raiders.
Joey Cleary for the Canberra Raiders.
Put his hand up there.
It'd be
a great idea.
John O'Shea is mad on the Cowboys.
Yeah, then you'd have the jockeys that would support different teams,
so
they could ride that horse. Yep. I think it'd be great.
I can't remember which team Josh Pargo's for, but he's always tweeting about the league as well.
Yeah.
So there's definitely jockeys that obviously follow it closely, and I think the merit's got the concept's got plenty of merit.
Well, hopefully it may get up and running at some stage next year before that NRL season kicks off. Now, James McDonald has been welcomed back with open arms, wrote a double his first day back, then wrote another winner yesterday. But unfortunately, what's happened to him?
Yeah, it was always going to happen, I suppose, wasn't it? Maybe, you know, like he's riding well, but perhaps a little bit rusty early doors. He got a suspension yesterday. It's only a minor suspension for careless riding there at Kembla Grange. He doesn't even miss a Saturday. So he's out Sunday, May 27 to June 1. He got suspended out of race 5. Greg Radley made the point on Formline last night. Well, surely James could have argued that he hasn't been suspended for 18 months. So hasn't done anything wrong.
How'd that go?
Yeah, I'm sure that went well.
Mate, Karen McAvoy, he's riding. Talk about blokes riding well. What about McAvoy?
Yeah, he's just so consistent, isn't he? Yeah. Over a number of months, weeks, seasons, that's what you get with Kieran McAvoy. He just always rides well. He's been booked to ride Osborne Bulls in the Stradbroke, of course. I think he's the favourite, or he's right up the top of the market anyway there. So, look, he probably needs to find another length maybe. I know that the handicap brings him right into it, but he's going to need a bit of luck around Doom. But if he gets that, he's got a lovely turn of foot. But yeah, look, he's probably well found at the same point, but he's a horse that's so popular with punters because he's helped him out so many times already this campaign.
And what's happening with Kementari, Brett?
Yeah, look, I saw Andrew Bensley tweet yesterday that Vin Cox and the team there at Godolphin have definitely discussed the spring options with this horse and suggesting that he would like to get him in the Everest, which is a positive because, you know, you thought, well, they might have gone their different way there and try to send him out to a mile again. But if they can get a slot, they'll be heading there. And I think he's a horse that is definitely capable of winning an Everest as well. If kept nice and fresh and just targeted that race. We remember his first up win at Warwick Farm last preparation. It was over the 1,200 metres. And, gee, he was dynamic there. He just blew him away. And he's got such a good turn of foot when fresh that if kept really fresh and trained for the race like that, he's definitely capable of winning it.
And tomorrow, you got some good bets for us?
We do, yeah. I'm quite confident tomorrow at Rose Hill, so fingers crossed we can get a verdict there. I've got the four best I know four's are probably a bit much, but race three, number five, Epidemic, I think is going to go very close. Impending's full sister. She was a good winner first up, and I thought the win had more merit than it looked there. Race five, number three, Roman Sun, I think he can win again at even money. Race seven, number three, Special Missile, around the $4 mark. I think this is his race out to 1,500. He finally gets to his right trip. He's won four from five at the distance. And race nine, number two, Noir. I heard Adam tipping it. I think every man and his dog is tipping this horse on Saturday. It's about the, I think it's been 440 into about 360 or 340. I think it'll start even shorter come Saturday, the way everyone's tipping it. So they're the main four for me. I've done a bit of a betting strategy there for Rose Hill. So if you want the lowdown there, just jump onto Twitter, at Brad Davo is my handle there, and I've put that up on Twitter for anyone who wants to know how I'd suggest to play the day. And don't forget as well, Maccabi Diva's son, Surrey, goes around in the last to Rafa again on Saturday. So just checking the time there. 2:34 our time there, race 9 at Tarapa tomorrow.
All right, fantastic. Thanks so much for that, Brad.
Thanks, guys.